Hello, and thank you for tuning in to St. Columba Anglican Church in Beaumont, Alberta. My name is Stephanie London. It's Sunday, February 12th, 2023, the sixth Sunday after Epiphany. Today we're meditating on a challenging section of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 to 37. So I'd like to start today with a little quiz. Don't worry, no one's getting graded. I'm going to tell three quick Bible stories, and I'd like you to tell me what you think they have in common. So here we go. First, from Matthew chapter 12, Jesus is walking through fields of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples are hungry, so he allows them to pick some grain and eat it. Later that day, he heals a man with a withered hand. Number two, from Mark chapter 1. A man with leprosy falls on his knees before Jesus, begging, "If you are willing, make me clean." Jesus reaches out and touches the man, saying, "I am willing, be made clean." And immediately the leprosy leaves him. Third, Jesus is up in the region of Tyre and Sidon when a woman comes up to him and begs him to heal her daughter. He replies, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." She proceeds to argue with him, and finally he commends her faith and heals her daughter instantly. So what do you think these three stories might have in common? People at church today came up with some great answers. Healing, compassion, love, kindness, and all of those are right. But I want to connect these stories today in a different way and say that in all of them, Jesus breaks the letter of the law. By allowing his disciples to do work on the Sabbath, and touching someone with a skin disease, and associating with someone outside the religious community he came from. And these are not the only examples of Jesus breaking the letter of the law that we could have looked at either. Jesus does this often, touching the dead to heal them, healing on the Sabbath, reaching beyond borders. For a society that is built on fulfilling the requirements of the 613 ancient laws that Moses received from God, this is a big deal. In fact, this is the Pharisees' main beef with Jesus. How can he call himself a teacher if he doesn't keep the letter of the law? Jesus' response is often to point at the real purpose of the law he's fulfilling. That laws that govern practices that like keeping the Sabbath are there for a deeper reason, to bring people to fullness of life and to reveal God's kingdom. And so Jesus stretches the letter of the law to get at its real purpose, which he sums up in two great commandments: love God with all that you are, and love your neighbor as yourself. So let's keep these in mind as we move towards today's reading of Matthew 5. I often wonder if the story the Bible really tells is the story of God's people growing up. Those of you who have raised children know that at the beginning, you give them a lot of rules. Rules for their own good, like don't touch the stove or wear your helmet when you ride your scooter. And rules for the good of their relationships, like don't hit your friends and don't grab the toy from your sister. But you don't want to be following them around when they're 18, reminding them to wear their helmet. So over time, you hope that two things will happen with those rules that you have given them. One, that the spirit behind those rules will sink in so that even when your children are away at school or over at someone's house and you're not there to remind them, they will still make good decisions and respect other people. Second, you hope that your children will begin to engage with those rules in a more mature way, and that they'll be able to extend the principles behind those rules to other situations you've never talked about. So don't take from your little brother becomes care for those who are weaker than you are, and give to charity, and don't cheat on your taxes. And wear your helmet becomes be a safe driver, and help your friend home when they've had too much. And clean your room becomes care for the land and take responsibility for the things you hold in common with others. Not only that, but you hope that your children will begin to exercise discernment around those rules you gave them. What do you do, for example, if that friend you were told not to hit is hurting someone else or walks out in front of a car he didn't see? Of course, you'd stop him or push him out of the way. When the letter of the law meets real life, it requires discernment. In the same way, I think Jesus is inviting God's people to mature in their relationship with the law. It was very important for those ancient laws to say what they did, like your God is not like the fickle and vindictive gods the people around you follow, and don't let yourselves get pulled into worshiping these gods. And also, here's how to live in relationship as a people to the living God. Here is how to be a blessing to the weak and vulnerable among you. And here is how to do good and be prosperous. These laws are the foundation of how God's people are to live. But over time, those people have to wrestle with those laws from God in a more mature way. So, for example, if you're exiled from the temple, what then does your worship of God look like? And if you do everything right and disaster still happens, this is the Bible story of Job. How do you then wrestle with what you have been taught about God's character and God's blessing? So when Jesus comes on the scene, he's not getting rid of those laws, but continuing this process of unpacking them, revealing what is important, what their heart is, and what God meant by them. So in today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 5, Jesus takes on the letter of the law. And I do want to acknowledge that what he says is really challenging. And the letter of the law of these verses has been used at times wrongly to cause harm, to keep people in abusive relationships, or to plunge people into self-loathing. So here it's especially important to look past the letter of what Jesus is saying to the reasons behind it. The clue here is you have heard. You have heard it said to those of ancient times, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, carry out the vows you made to the Lord. All good things and all the letter of the law. The problem is, if you only follow the letter of the law, you can come up with any number of loopholes. You find that you can do whatever you want as long as you tick the right boxes. God didn't become human to give us a checklist of good behaviors. So Jesus says, you have heard it said, but now I say to you. Showing us that there's more to see here than the letter of the law. There's the spirit, the heart. So take divorce, for example. We have to keep in mind here that there were teachers in Jesus' day saying that a man would fulfill the letter of the law by divorcing his wife for basically burning his breakfast toast. As long as he fulfills the letter of the law, he can walk away, condemning her to a life of poverty and vulnerability. True story. But Jesus here, I think, is saying no. This is a relationship to take seriously. Take your duty of care for each other seriously. People are more important than checking the boxes. In fact, that's one way we could describe the spirit behind each of these things Jesus said. Don't take the people God made lightly. It's not enough to say that you haven't killed someone if inside you are consumed with smoldering rage against them. Jesus takes the letter of the law and unfolds its deep roots. God wants no less than to heal us completely, right down to the foundations of our being. Not to have people who only follow the rules, but people who live and breathe those two great commandments, love God and love your neighbor, who so take the way of Christ into ourselves that what comes out in our every word and every move witness to God's saving, healing power. Not only to do the right things, but to know Jesus, to be open to the work of the Holy Spirit in us. It's a tall order, and it's impossible enough that it should drive us to the grace and mercy of God, not just as individuals, but together as a community of faith, to know that through Christ we know fully the love of God. And that's what we are working out here at St. Columba and in the church everywhere else it gathers and in our own lives. Growing hearts and relationships that look like Jesus. So may God give us the grace to reflect this healing in all that we do.